Hello, I am Matt, welcome to Takeover Day from Action for Children Disability Lincolnshire. In the studio is Sean and Alexander, who will be interviewing members of staff. And in the studio with us is Layla and John.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hello.
Who do you think have most part and influence of your job?
I think Layla, as service manager, actually has most power over my job. But ultimately, I think the local authority, because they're the people that actually give us the funding that allows us to run the services.
And I didn't pay her to say that. I think the people that have most power and influence over me are more senior managers in Action for Children. I think that although Jan's right that the local authority has an influence, I'm much more conscious about Action for Children nationally. And looking at where we are as an organisation, and in terms of a business, making sure that this service is running efficiently, which is a very managerial answer.
What's your favourite thing about your job?
The favourite thing about my job is the people that I work with, because everybody is so passionate about what they do. We all work really hard, but we've got time for fun as well.
And I think I'd agree with Jan a lot about that. I think the favourite thing is I do enjoy the people I work with. It's a pleasure to come to work. But it's also, for me, it's a pleasure to know that the difference I make to families and to children with disabilities. And that makes a huge difference to me.
What informal, you're outside your workplace?
For me, I would say it's my family and friends that have the most sort of power and influence over me. They've made me who I am today. And the other thing I would say that influences me is the weather, because that makes me decide what I'm going to do with my day, especially at weekends, because if it's nice and sunny, I might be out in the garden. If it's pouring down with rain, I'll be watching a nice film with a cup of tea.
I think probably again, like Jan, what influences me most is probably my family and my friends. However, and I guess because of the nature of my role, I keep an eye on what's happening on the news and different things that are happening with government and how that might have an impact on the job and how it might make a difference to the work that we do here.
If you had a superpower, what would it be and why?
Mine's would be to fly. Because I only live about 5 miles away from work, but it can take me about 50 minutes to get here. So just being able to spring into flight in the morning would be ideal for me.
And, well, when I said, you know, to Jan to go first, I thought, oh gosh, I hope she's not going to say the same thing. But luckily she didn't. Mine would be mind control, so that I can influence the local authority and other people so that they can make sure that we're adequately funded and that we continue to give services to the children and to the families that that we currently do.
Thank you for being in the studio.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
Because I'm happy.
And that was Happy by Pharrell Williams. This is Alana here. We have Alexander in the studio and we are interviewing Kerry and Joe. Our first question is, why are you so passionate about working here?
For me, it's about the people that we work with. They're awesome. Despite how ill they are, and some of them are really ill, they always have a smile. They're amongst the most beautiful people I've ever come across. And the more I give them, they give it back tenfold.
What decisions can you make that affect young people?
I'm going to answer that one. I would say the kind of family support worker that we put in the family, and that could be for different reasons, for instance, where the family support worker lives and whether they'd be suitable. Also, we make decisions around care, the days and the times that care takes place, but that's agreed with the parents, of course. Any decisions regarding staff training, any changes, and also if we have to pass on any information to others, for instance, the occupational therapist, that kind of thing.
What influences before you make a decision that affects young people?
Lots of things influence me. Family circumstances, child's health, the safety, urgency of the request and workers' availability, and also what the child's needs are.
Do you have power in your workplace?
I feel that we have limited power, though we do have quite a lot of power to influence.
Do you have influence in your workplace?
I feel that we can make a point and we will be listened to as far as we can be. Again, it depends on various factors. And I think I do have influence over my workers, but I would say it's more of a two-way thing, that we do discuss things together and make decisions together.
If you had superpower, what would it be and why?
Well, this is a bit of an odd one. For me, it would be the ability to change into any animal or bird, to see what it's like to be that animal. For instance, you could fly or you could become really small and hide. It would open up a whole new world of possibilities.
Joe, could you answer that one too, please?
I'd hope that I'd get away with that one. really, I've thought about it without giving an answer like Kerry's. The one thing that I would like is foresight. That's be able to see into the future so that we make changes and adapt so that we can stop things happening.
Thank you. That was Kerry and Joe.
Hello, I'm Alison. Actually, the children each year has the Stevenson Awards. These are awarded to staff, foster parents, volunteers and supporters for those who've done over and above their duty. They've gone the extra mile. Over the summer, Yaz and Alana went down to London to sit on the judging panel for the staff awards. Could you tell me what that experience was like?
It was really good. You got to read all these wonderful stories about people that had done things for the children who we see every day when we come to these kind of events. And we just get to see all the good that goes on and, like, all the hidden things that people do that we don't see as just a service user.
What was your experience, Yaz?
It was really good. Just really good.
Was it tiring?
Yes, it was extremely tiring. There's like a lot of like people that you had to choose from. So, yeah.
So how was that process? Because from what I remember, you had a whole list of people. And then what did we do with that list of people?
We had to pick out, was it 16 people? And from 135, was it? Or something like
something
that.
Like that.
So, yeah. It, yeah.
Was it just the staff awards that we had to judge? What else did we have to do?
We were judging the George Oliver Award, which is the the young people's decision. It was nominated by young people, and then it was judged by young people as well. So this award was purely from the views of the children that use Action for Children.
From what I remember, that was quite a heated debate because there were two other young people there. Can you tell us a bit about that, Alana?
In the George Oliver Award, when we were judging it, we had decided on two different people, and we had an interesting debate that went over about half an hour, but we couldn't decide who deserved it more because they were both equally deserving. But in the end, we decided to compromise, and one person got the actual George Oliver Award and another person got the highly commended runner-up award.
That wasn't the end of it, because you also had to choose candidates for another award. Would you like to tell us a bit about that, Yaz?
Cheetah Executive Award, which is where the Chief of Executive of Action for Children had to pick someone to get an award.
Okay. And after all that excitement, what else did we do a couple of weeks ago? Did we go to the award lunch?
Yes. On Friday the 7th of November, we went down to the House of Lords and we got to present the George Oliver Award and got to see the whole award ceremony and have the celebratory dinner.
Yes. That was based at the House of Lords.
Yes. And we took somebody with us as well.
Oh, yeah, we also took the Corey, who also works for Action for Children, and he got the Action for Children Volunteer Award.
It was a really fun time judging, and then the award ceremony was an honour to be invited to, and the fact that we didn't get to watch, we got to present an award and we got to meet all the people that we'd read about, and we got to hear about from themselves all the wonderful things that they'd done for us.
Thank you both. Thank you.